This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, April 23rd, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Support for KUAF comes from Westwood Gardens, offering a variety of Westwood-grown annuals, perennials, and hanging baskets. And online, a plant finder. This service matches the best-suited plants for gardens based on your input and criteria. More information available at westwoodgardens.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a series of Republican primary debates occurred over the weekend. Ruby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas speaks with blogger Jason Tolbert for an assessment. Also, a report on the approved usage of e-notarization in Arkansas.
And in the latest installment of our monthly Three People series, we speak with an editor, a reporter, and a journalism instructor about the future of newspapers and journalism. Those stories and more. But first, U.S. Senator John Bozeman is reportedly in good condition today. Arkansas's junior senator was taken to a Rogers hospital yesterday morning after experiencing arm and chest pain. According to a statement from his office, doctors ran several tests and admitted Senator Bozeman to the hospital, where he underwent heart surgery. Doctors expect the 63-year-old senator to make a full recovery.
A survey released yesterday by AARP finds that older Arkansans overwhelmingly support legislation furthering protections for older employees in the workplace. Age discrimination occurs when a person is the target of an adverse employment decision because of his or her age. According to the survey, the Protecting Older Workers Against Age Discrimination Act is supported by 81% of Arkansans older than 50 years of age. Maria Reynolds Diaz, Arkansas's AARP director, says the legislation is necessary to restore protections from age discrimination that were changed after a 2009 Supreme Court ruling.
This decision made it much harder to prove age discrimination, and it requires that older workers must prove that age was the decisive reason for their treatment rather than one reason.
Reynolds Diaz says it's important to protect the rights of older Arkansans because they often have a harder time coping with job loss.
It's catastrophic quite often when they lose their job and then they can't find a job. It takes them a while. The other thing is that we know that people just do not have a savings. Half of older workers, it's reported, have less than $25,000 in savings.
Reynolds Diaz says the survey results have been sent to Arkansas's congressional delegation, but the organization hasn't yet received comment.
Arkansas Tech University trustees yesterday announced a new president for the institution. Trustees unanimously elected Robin E. Bowen, the 12th president of the university. When she takes the post in July, she will become the first woman to serve as president of a public four-year university in Arkansas. Bowen is currently the executive vice president and provost at Fitchburg State University in Massachusetts. She will succeed Robert C. Brown, who will retire at the end of June after serving for 21 years as president of Arkansas Tech.
The Bentonville City Council last night voted to adopt certain revisions to city code regarding when developers are required to build sidewalks. Troy Galloway, Bentonville's Director of Planning and Development Services, says the old ordinance relied upon a subdivision development to trigger required sidewalk construction.
When an old house, let's say, in downtown was torn down and a new house was constructed in its place, we had nothing to trigger a sidewalk requirement in that situation, even though in every new subdivision in town where a new house was being constructed, we had the tools necessary to require that sidewalk. So in order to complete the grid of sidewalks in and around the downtown and it not necessarily be squarely on the backs of the taxpayers, when new development or redevelopment occurred, we felt that it was only fair to require in those situations where a new home was being constructed or significant alterations or additions were being made for those sidewalks to be required where they weren't previously.
Although the ordinance revisions are designed to help fill in some missing pedestrian connections in the city without costing taxpayers, Galloway says the new guidelines will affect a small percentage of development that occurs within the city on an annual basis.
When you look at the number of new housing starts that are typically affected in Bentonville on an annualized basis over the last couple of years, you're probably looking at 30 to 40 housing starts. Not a big number, but it was something that continued to grow. And again, it was just we were leaving gaps in our sidewalk system, and it didn't make sense to continue down that same path.
Galloway says under the previous ordinance, the city was missing out on as much as 2,400 linear feet of sidewalk annually when individual lots were redeveloped.
Several Northwest Arkansas schools have made passing grades in the latest ranking by U.S. News and World Reports. Five local schools were ranked within the top 1,000 in the publication's Best High Schools list. Pea Ridge High School ranked sixth in the state and was ranked at 890 in the national ranking, while Rogers Heritage High School came in five places higher at 885. Rogers High School ranked fourth in Arkansas and was listed at 837 on the national list, while Bentonville High School was ranked 580th in the nation. Topping the state ranking again was Haas Hall Academy in Fayetteville, which was ranked 137th in the nation.
A company based at the Arkansas Research and Technology Park in Fayetteville has a few million reasons to celebrate today. Arkansas Power Electronics International announced today that it has received a $3.5 million contract to develop a high-temperature power module for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. APEI specializes in developing high-performance electronics for a variety of customers, typically used in high-temperature and high-pressure environments. According to the company, the silicon carbide power module that the company will develop for the Air Force will be incorporated into a motor drive on the F-35 that allows the pilot to control the aircraft's flight control surfaces.
A gymnast at the University of Arkansas is in the running for this year's Honda Award. The university announced yesterday that two-time national champion Katherine Grable is among the final four candidates for the award, which is given annually to the top women athletes in 12 NCAA-sanctioned sports. The All-American senior earned the first and second national titles in Arkansas gymnastic program history during the NCAA Women's Gymnastic Championship in Birmingham, Alabama on Sunday. Grable won a national title in both the vault and floor competitions.
Meanwhile, the Razorback baseball team yesterday had a successful opening to the midweek series against Northwestern State. The Razorbacks won 8-0. The series concludes today at Baum Stadium. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals also had a good day yesterday. The Nats won over the Springfield Cardinals 3-2. The series continues today at Arvest Ballpark.
Expect increasing clouds this evening with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Overnight lows from 55 in Fayetteville to 59 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers with a high near 71 in northwest Arkansas. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 77 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow evening, mostly clear with lows from 42 to 50.